during this 163rd Knox commencement, Trustee John Podesta from the Knox class of 1971 will present the first candidate for an honorary degree.
Mr. President,
it is
my privilege to present Barry Barak, Knox College class of 1971, New York Times reporter and Pulitzer Prize winner, for the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. Barry Barak and I have maintained our friendship for 40 years, overcoming the distrust that often divides journalists and those of us who practice politics for a living, instead monitoring each other's progress in our own attempts to, as seemingly all Knox College graduates think they can, make the world a better place. Knox College has a long tradition of producing passionate and progressive journalists. Samuel McClure, credited with founding the Muckraker School of Journalism, was a member of Knox College class of 82. That's 1882. The Muckrakers exposed the corruption of big city political machines and anti-competitive trusts. Barry is different. He doesn't so much rake muck as find himself stuck in it. When his lifelong desire to become a Chicago sports writer was not to be, he headed south to his first beat as a city reporter with the Miami Herald. He arrived in that town during the period chronicled by Miami Vice and Scarface. When he wasn't dodging bullets, interviewing death row inmates, or using his high school track skills to avoid being killed during the Liberty City race riots, he managed to find the love of his life and reporting partner, Celia Duggar. From Miami, Barry joined the Los Angeles Times as a national reporter, where he had the freedom to roam the country, interviewing all manner of people with hard luck stories. Barry's own luck seems to have infected Los Angeles. During his tenure, the city experienced a devastating recession, the boycott of the Los Angeles Olympic Games by 16 nations, the Northridge earthquake, and the Rodney King riots. Moving to New York, Barry and Celia joined the New York Times, had two sons, and became co-chiefs of the Times New Delhi Bureau. Covering the India subcontinent, Barry became one of journalism's top Afghanistan hands. Growing a beard, donning an Afghani kaftan and pakul, he managed a passable imitation of a Pashtun traversing the Khyber Pass while the Taliban government was still sheltering Osama bin Laden. Barry was in Kabul on 9/11, covering the trial of 8 aid workers accused by the Taliban of preaching Christianity. He was taken into custody before being expelled from the country, a pattern that would repeat itself. Barry is now co-chief of the Times Johannesburg Bureau. Apparently finding life in South Africa too slow, Barry went to cover the Zimbabwe elections earlier this year. These elections were marked by voter fraud, violence, and the arrest of 2 foreign journalists, including, guess who? I'm not saying Barry has a karmic affinity for disaster, but I'm saying it's not wise or not best to share a room with him when traveling abroad. This is not someone who parachutes into war zones. He's someone who goes to places that become war zones. The truth is that it's not wars, chaos, or mayhem that Barry excels at covering. It's a special gift for telling stories about the lives of people we would never know and describing their common humanity across great distance of place and culture. He has a rare ability to listen carefully and write beautifully about ordinary people caught up in extraordinary circumstances, or at least ones that we're not used to experiencing. Whether he's focusing a spotlight on impoverished Afghanis caught in the crossfire between extremist guerrillas and invading armies, or moving into a homeless shelter in New York City to better understand the lives of people who we generally don't look in the eye when we pass on the street, or forecasting what the decline of the American labor movement would mean to real people in Illinois, or telling the story of people who have lost absolutely everything they loved to the tsunami in Indonesia, Barry Barak makes us see that we are one people living in one world. That is why the citation for this 2002 Pulitzer Prize International Reporting reads simply and fittingly, awarded to Barry Barak of the New York Times for his deeply affecting and illuminating coverage of daily life in war-torn Afghanistan. There are many talented people in mainstream journalism and the new media who try their hand at informing the public, but very few of them spend their lives trying to find out what it's like to raise a child in Bangladesh where the only drinking water is contaminated with arsenic, or risking jail to tell the story of a nation walking a tightrope between democracy and chaos, or probing why someone would take their own life when faced with the agonizing conflict between working to support your family or crossing a picket line manned by your lifelong friends. Without people like Barry, our ability to think and to judge and to control our own government and lives is compromised forever. Barry Barak has always been self-effacing, more interested in others than himself. He imparted his decades of experience and wisdom to young journalists during a stint as a visiting professor at Columbia University School of Journalism, but he keeps coming back to the beat. I think his dedication to the stories real journalism has to tell and the truths that remain unrevealed is too strong to let him walk away, and for that we should all be grateful. And so, in honor of his international and humanitarian commitments, his dedication to the best ideals of journalism, and his career-long search for something so important that the founders of this college made it our motto, Veritas, it is my pleasure to present Barry Barak for the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters.
Don't move. Mr. Barak, by the authority of the General Assembly of the State of Illinois, vested in the Board of Trustees of Knox College, and by them delegated to me, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters, with all of the privilege, honors, and dignities which here and elsewhere pertain. Congratulations. Professor Mayle will present the next candidate for an honorary degree.
Mr. President.
Professor Mayle.
I am honored to present Dr. Alan I. Leshner for the degree of Doctor of Science. Dr. Leshner is a specialist in the study of biological basis of behavior, especially through his research on the nature and treatment of drug addiction and dependency. Throughout his distinguished career, Dr. Leshner has brought science to bear on the subject of terrorism, mobilizing the scientific community and scientific expertise to serve the nation in the battle against terrorist organizations. He has also become a national spokesperson in the defense of science from political interference, working tirelessly to convey to the public the importance of the integrity of science and the value of scientific research for informing policy making. Dr. Leshner currently serves as Chief Executive Officer of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, AAAS, and Executive Publisher of the journal Science. Founded in 1848, AAAS is the world's largest multidisciplinary scientific engineering society. The organization monitors issues affecting the scientific community and promotes the value and contributions of science to the general public by managing many science-related publications, by sponsoring a variety of scientific conferences and meetings, and by providing support for scientists in the advancement of their careers. Before assuming the leadership of AAAS, Dr. Leshner served for 7 years as the director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, NIDA, the world's leading sponsor of research on health aspects of drug abuse and addiction. In this capacity, Dr. Leshner made significant contributions to altering societal perceptions of drug abuse and addiction treatment, and is known for promoting the role of NIDA in what he termed the source of hope about addiction in this country. Dr. Leshner previously served as a deputy director and acting director of the National Institutes of Mental Health and held a variety of senior positions at the National Science Foundation. Prior to that, Dr. Leshner was a professor of psychology at Bucknell University and held appointments at the Postgraduate Medical School in Budapest, Hungary, at the Wisconsin Regional Primate Research Center, and as a Fulbright Scholar at the Weizmann Institute of Behavior. Dr. Leshner has published extensively in the area of science and technology policy, science education, and public engagement with science. Dr. Leshner received an undergraduate degree in psychology from Franklin and Marshall College, and then earned MS and PhD degrees in physiology from Rutgers University. He holds honorary Doctor of Science degrees from Franklin and Marshall College and the Pavlov Medical University in St. Petersburg, Russia. Dr. Leshner is an elected fellow of the AAAS, the National Academy of Public Administration, the American Academic of Arts and Sciences, and many other professional societies. He has received numerous awards from both professional and lay groups for his many contributions to the field. Mr. President, at the founding of this college in 1837, both moral philosophy and natural philosophy, the precursor of today's sciences, shared the curriculum. From the 19th century to today, from the teaching of Knox's pioneer scientists, Professor Nehemiah Losey and Milton Comstock, to our current faculty of distinguished scholar teachers, Knox's commitment to a liberal arts education has been informed by a commitment to science, a commitment guided not only by search for new knowledge, but by our ambition to develop scientific knowledge that will improve society and the lives of those with whom we share the planet. There is no better model for these goals and aspirations than Dr. Alan I. Leshner. For his long-standing dedication to the promotion of science and as a vehicle by which to address national and global challenges, I am honored to present Dr. Alan I. Leshner for the degree of Doctor of Science.
Dr. Leshner, by authority delegated to me, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctorate of Science, entitling you to all privileges, honors, and dignities which here and elsewhere pertain. Professor Hewlett will present the third candidate for an honorary degree.
Mr. President.
Professor Hewlett.
I have the honor to present to you and to the Knox College community, including graduating liberals and the handful of conservatives out there, Secretary Madeleine K. Albright for the degree of Doctor of Laws. While Secretary Albright did not attend Knox, she chose a great major, political science, at Wellesley, where she received her bachelor's degree, and Columbia University, where she earned her PhD in international relations. She had the privilege of serving her adopted country when she entered the ranks of highest government years ago, at a time when women encountered many obstacles to their entry to powerful positions. We might take it for granted, as Senator Clinton contested for the presidency, that women have a long history of influence in the United States. But I remind you that women in highest office, this is a relatively recent phenomenon. It was in 1984 that President Ronald Reagan nominated the first woman to the U.S. Supreme Court. In 1997, after serving in President Clinton's cabinet and as his ambassador to the UN, Ms. Albright served as the first woman Secretary of State. In 2004, President George Bush chose Condoleezza Rice as the first African-American woman as his Secretary of State. Secretary Albright then, is part of a great lineage of pioneering women who have achieved high political positions. After her government service, Madeleine Albright finally reached the pinnacle of power, the very pinnacle of power, in her current position as a distinguished professor at Georgetown School of Diplomacy, Foreign Service. It was here that she finally had time to create her own think tank, Albright Associates, and then write three best-selling books: Madam Secretary, The Mighty and the Almighty, Reflections on America, God, and World Affairs, and her most recent book, Memo to the President. There was no name of the president, but it's a memo to the president. While Secretary Albright claims to be a realist, and I'm not making this up, being a realist myself, but she also claims to be a neoliberal idealist, and I believe this dichotomy means that she, like most professors, is of two minds about diplomacy. On the one hand, realists note the value of focusing on long-term interests, such as national security. On the other hand, idealists note our interest in defending long-term values such as democracy, justice, morality, and liberty. But in foreign policy, there is the challenge of knowing which to defend first and when to accept the necessary practice of compromise in order to pursue both interests and values. This is a task of leadership, a task that Secretary Albright embraced and endured in her many dedicated years of service to her country and to its moral and political values. Mr. President, in honor of her dedicated service to her country and the advancement of its values, it is my pleasure to present Secretary Madeleine K. Albright for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Secretary Albright, by authority delegated to me, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctorate of Laws with all the privileges, honors, and dignities which here and elsewhere pertain.